Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we're going to take a look at Jupiter in Capricorn and not only the energies of this transiting time over the next 12 months, but the significance of now having Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto all in Capricorn together. Three heavy hitters really amplifying this area of your natal chart, what it means, why it's rare, and also why it's very significant for your spiritual growth. And that is the perspective I'm going to discuss and offer you today. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, you know that that is how I approach astrology. I like to look at how we can work with these energies for our soul growth, the spiritual development, what we are mastering in our human selves, what we are learning and exploring that is here to help us enjoy the human experience even more. There are many types of astrology, different ways that astrological energies are interpreted, taught, and shared. And in this podcast, I hope that you find some connections to what is unfolding in your life, to understand the energies, to understand what you've been learning, healing, and growing, and also to know that we are entering such a significant period of energy that you're also supported, that you chose this at a soul level, that there was a part of you that said, yes, sign me up. I want to be there for this. I can handle it. I'm strong enough. I'm ready. And I want to be a part of this big, great awakening around the planet, around the revelations, around what is coming out that has been withheld. I want to be here because I want to offer goodness into the world and I want to help rebuild. This is a very important energy in astrology. These big Capricorn heavy hitters. And I've done some other podcast episodes for you about the significance of January 2020, as well as some of the overall energies of 2020. And it's important to note that so much of astrology is that it gifts us with preparation, with looking at the forecast and the weather that's coming in, at understanding what's going to shift and change. We might not know all of the particulars or specifics. In fact, we often don't, because there are numerous ways an energy can show up. There are unlimited ways that energies can unfold. And so what we are gifted with is a strengthening within, a sense of I can go through this with belief in myself, with strength in my choices, with a feeling of power and empowerment that will help me move through these big tidal waves and changes and whatever is unfolding in the collective. And now that we have Jupiter entering Capricorn for the first time in 12 years, we have some rewards and recognition that will come about, as well as some amplifications of what is dying and transforming permanently. So let me piece together some of these steps for you, and then I'm going to share with you also what is significant at a spiritual level. So Jupiter, being the biggest planet in our solar system, is about growth, learning, expansion. It's what we're here to understand at a higher perspective, a higher level, and it's how we can feel encouraged on our journey. It is meant to be an energy of confidence and abundance. It wants to help us feel good. And these are some of the archetypal energies associated with Jupiter. Jupiter can be too much at times. It can be exaggeration. It can be propaganda and saying one thing without knowing all the details or the facts. Sometimes Jupiter can be too many broad strokes, so to speak, and be quite vague, even Pollyanna in its approach to life. But ultimately, Jupiter gives us optimism and hope to keep going, to find something good to believe in. And so it asks us to look at our belief systems and what do we believe about ourselves, our journey, and the world at large, as well as the universe. And do you believe that we live in a benevolent, caring, supportive universe surrounded by energies that are here to be of benefit? Or do you believe something else? Do you believe that the universe is filled with other energies? Now, The wonderful thing here is how whatever you believe is what creates your reality, and the universe ultimately does not judge. There are all energies, in fact, in our world and in our solar system. And Jupiter is about looking at, well, what do I believe now? After what I've experienced, what I've learned, what I've gone through, what do I believe now about myself and my life, about what's possible, where I'm going? Sometimes those beliefs can be cynical or negative or limited. Sometimes they can even feel painful, where you don't know what to believe. But Jupiter says, keep going, keep growing, keep learning. And so wherever it is in your natal chart, by natal location, your natal Jupiter is where you're here to look at your belief systems, what supports you, what you're learning, what you're exploring, and also what is here to bring abundance and joy into your life. Now, transiting Jupiter is where the energies are showing up by transit through your natal chart. Jupiter spends about 1 year in each astrological sign and moves around the full zodiac in 12 years, right? That makes sense. So it means that it spends 1 year in every astrological sign and it's traveling through different houses in your natal chart. And whichever house transiting Jupiter is in is where you have things show up for you. There are opportunities. There is growth. There is ease. There is abundance. There is support. Things come together in a more harmonious manner. So transiting Jupiter can show us where there are good things in life waiting for us now. And of course, this is a 12-year cycle. So every 12 years, Jupiter is in the same location in your natal chart. So as we entered the Jupiter in Capricorn energies, Jupiter is revisiting the territory in your chart where he last was in December 2007 into most of 2008. So a 12-year cycle, right? So you simply subtract 12 years and that usually pinpoints Jupiter's travels. So now we're looking at what has developed and grown for you over the past 12 years in this Capricorn area of your chart. Now, the Capricorn area is significant for career, profession, job title, responsibility, maturity, the commitments you make, where you're here to work, put in time, energy, effort. Capricorn is the energy of playing a long game, so to speak. It's not about immediate reward or immediate gratification. It's about the long-term goals and ambitions you have and you hold that you put continual effort towards. Capricorn is the third earth sign, and it's the only earth sign in the second half of the zodiac. So this is significant because the first earth sign of Taurus is where we connect with what we value, what matters to us, what we want and what we need for essentials in life, our relationship with money. So Taurus identifies what do I want, the what. Then the second earth sign of Virgo describes the how. How am I going to get that? How am I going to make that? How am I going to create that in my life? Virgo is about the process, the details, the specifics, how you take what you want and you put it into a tangible form that is efficient and organized, the skills you need to learn and develop, what it really requires to make something a reality. Then Capricorn, the third earth sign, is that reality. It's what you have built through the efforts of Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, where you've understood what it takes to make something real in the world, and it's what you take out into the world. So it is the only earth sign in the second half of the zodiac, and it's the earth sign that has a lot of prominence, public significance, what other people see, how they recognize you, the titles you hold. That could be the titles at work. That could be the titles in a family, in a marriage, anything that you do formally that others understand you by. So there's something here about Capricorn being what you've earned and how you've earned this part of your life because of the time, energy, and effort that's been required. You've had to put in a lot of energy to make something real. It's been a process. And Capricorn is very much about what significance does this have in the world? How is this significant to me? How does this matter? Does this matter? What are the consequences of this? And it's understanding that we're very capable of making an impact in the world when we are aware of what that world is. And we're aware of the playground, so to speak, that we're on. And another connection point you can make here is to look at the preceding astrological sign, and that being Sagittarius, where Jupiter has been for the past year, is significant as well. And that's because Jupiter is at home in Sagittarius. And I tend to think of this energy as essentially going to university, going to college, and you're exploring all the various topics and areas of study in the world. Because Sagittarius is very open to learning, to understanding, to seeing what's out there. And so it's a bit like going to university and trying to figure out what your major is or where you're going to apply yourself. You know, maybe you sample a few different classes. You do some art, you do some political science, you take some chemistry, you learn biology, you go into language arts, social studies, social sciences, etc., right? There's a plethora of areas to learn and understand. This is Sagittarius. Well, then Capricorn energy says, okay, well, what do you want to commit to? What career do you want? What's going to support your lifestyle and bring you an income? Where are you going to show up in the world based on your education? And so Capricorn is where we've committed to that education and that profession. And we've understood that, okay, this is how I'm going to show up in the world, and this is how I want to direct my energy. So Jupiter entering Capricorn is checking in with you on multiple levels of your being. You're checking in with how you are showing up in the world right now. What brings you joy? Are you in alignment with your soul's mission, with what you are truly passionate about? Are you in alignment with where you want to be in alignment with, meaning you could feel like there's various areas of your life that are requiring your time and energy, but where are you ready to get serious about something? Where are you ready to make a new commitment based on who you are now? And so the Jupiter energy comes in, and it's quite interesting in Capricorn. It's actually a dichotomy because Jupiter wants to expand and go bigger and doesn't want limits. But Capricorn is about limits and about the realities of life. The sense that, well, you only have so many hours in a day. You can't do everything. You need to go somewhere, do a job, and have some money that comes in to support your life. Capricorn is about where you have to take your life seriously, take yourself seriously. And so the playfulness and restlessness of Jupiter now has boundaries, which can feel like barriers. And so there's a discomfort when Jupiter is in Capricorn because you could feel that constraint. You could also feel restrained where, okay, I'm in this position. I'm in this role. I have this commitment. How do I make the most of it? How do I learn from this? How do I enjoy where I'm at right now, knowing that it's not going to be this way forever necessarily, but this is where my commitments lie. So part of Jupiter in Capricorn is that it, again, gets you in alignment with what you want. And if you're in a place where you're not happy, you're not satisfied, you're basically standing in the wrong line, you now have support to develop a plan to change this area of your life. Because Capricorn is strategic and says, let's put together your roadmap, your plan, so that if you're not doing what you want, let's take some practical steps so that you are moving ahead with a sense of possibilities for being in line with what you do want. It's very interesting, this connection between Jupiter and Capricorn, because of the fact that you have to earn it and there's no shortcuts. And this is also true if in your natal chart you came in, you were born during Jupiter in Capricorn energies, or in your natal chart if you have Jupiter conjunct Saturn. And that could be in a different astrological signs such as Libra. I know a number of you were born during the time when Jupiter was in Libra, conjunct Saturn in Libra. So anytime you have this interplay between Jupiter and Saturn, there's this juxtaposition between what feels good, what you want to experience, and you have to work for it. And you can't take the shortcuts. And it's often that later in life, you have the rewards, you have the recognition, you have the benefits. Capricorn is associated with that peak in one's career. It's associated even with having an enjoyable time in the retirement ages, which is different now than it was decades ago, but it's the sense of what you've earned through years of work, you reap those benefits later in life. So again, there's a delayed gratification when there's strong Capricorn or strong Saturn energies paired with Jupiter. So it's good to adjust your expectations as such. It could also mean that Jupiter brings in your joy of work and that you want to be working. You want to be exploring different areas of your career. You enjoy doing everything in these Capricorn areas in your life, and that it brings you a very deep level of satisfaction. So then the other component that I want to add in here is the spiritual significance of Jupiter in Capricorn, and how Capricorn is where we make contracts. Again, these commitments, right? Of I agree to this, I'm responsible for this, and I'm going to show up for this. So there's a level of spiritual mastery with Capricorn. There's a need to be an adult and to look at how you have shown up in your life spiritually and where you need to hold yourself accountable over these Jupiter in Capricorn months to a higher level of maturity. So this is something in the collective, but as well at an individual level, where you're looking at the consequences of your choices and your life. And I don't mean consequences in a difficult or shaming way. I mean it as a simple flow of energy, where the energy you put out comes back to you. And we also know this as karma. And karma, of course, can be through various lifetimes as well as in this lifetime. So karma and consequences are also Capricorn's domain and a huge part of our spiritual growth, because now you're looking back and saying, okay, I made this choice and how did it play out for me? And how am I going to now hold myself to a higher standard in my life where I'm going to make new choices, step into it's like I feel it as like these energetic domains where how I used to do something, I've learned from it. I've learned what works, what doesn't work for me. I've seen what comes about. I see how it affects people. I see how it affects my work. I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard of accountability in how I use energy in the world. And Jupiter is quite a spiritual planet because it is about, well, what do you believe and what do you energetically choose? So we're really getting some rewards from our choices as well. And Jupiter does bring in the rewards. So if you've worked really hard to obtain a certain place in your career, or you're really determined to get to a certain point, a certain job, a certain outcome, a certain result, the Jupiter in Capricorn energy can support that, and it can show you that you've earned it. And that's important here. Again, no shortcuts with Jupiter in Capricorn. You have to earn it, and you earn it over time. So what you thought was denied or held back, or where you have put in so much time, energy, and effort, and perhaps you thought something else would come about, that there would be a bigger result or something would move forward. Jupiter in Capricorn can bring that because it brings in that recognition. I feel like this also strongly pertains to the spiritual mastery aspect because we have had so many big energies in the past 12 years since the last time Jupiter was in Capricorn, that you have certainly reached a whole new level in your energy field, in your aura. You have had to go through things that you didn't realize you signed up for or that you didn't know you were in, because it was energies that existed at a lower level of consciousness. And so much about the last 12 years has been about elevating our consciousness to see ourselves and to see our lives from a more powerful perspective. So now this Jupiter and Capricorn energy is asking you to own it. Own it, own it, own it, and keep going. Keep going. So many of you have been through some very hard knocks and tough periods, very intense, very emotional, very much about all these like complicated soul contracts and energies. I'm hearing blindsided. Like, you could have felt totally blindsided. Like, what in the world is all this, right? You realize that it's stories from other lifetimes. It's energies from other places. It's a part of your unconsciousness that you were activating and you were alive with. And it was a big catalyst for change, healing, and of course, consciousness in your life. And now the Jupiter in Capricorn reminds you to keep going. Stay strong. Capricorn's a very strong sign. It's very determined energy. And it is affiliated with the mountain goat. And you know, when you're climbing a mountain, it's step by step. And you make sure you have the right resources, the right supplies. You check the weather. It can be a very calculated energy. Capricorn can be calculating. But that can be used for positivity. That can be an advantage. So keep going, stay strong, play it smarter, be smarter. And that's so key right now, is to look at, because Capricorn's about what others see and their perceptions in the real world, and how you present yourself in the world at large. Be smart about that. And that is a very key strategy as we move into 2020. Because again, these Capricorn energies are so strong for every single person. And you're going to need to energetically balance yourself, because that means we're going to all feel like we have to put a lot of energy into the world. More specifically, into the Capricorn area of your chart. So you want to know where that is. And if you're taking my 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, I go through all this with you and I teach you what this means and what to look for and the important energies in your chart. And you can find details about that class below this podcast. But know that you're meant to be at a understanding of your spiritual mastery now. And so you have to be very honest with yourself about any childish patterns, any places that you are emotionally triggered, overactive, where you haven't reined it in, so to speak. The interesting thing about all this is that we are emotional creatures, okay? You're going to go into the world and you're going to feel things and you're going to have reactions and responses and you're going to pick up on energies and people. I mean, all of that is just part of our human experience. That doesn't go away, but this is about self-management and what you need to manage in yourself with responsibility and maturity in a whole new way. And it's like a container. It's essentially creating a new container for your energy. And as I say that, I'm getting the visual of a sphere around the aura. And I'm seeing it as an aura of very bright, beautiful, golden light, very clear, very strong. And then outside the aura there is a sphere container that is the white crystalline energy. And it has that iridescent sparkle to it. And it's a container of energy that is very loving and kind. It has self-respect, personal integrity, self-honoring of what you've learned, what you've conquered, what you've been through. And it's meant to be this container of compassion, forgiveness, and self-acceptance. That whatever has unfolded, whatever you've been moving through, Spirit is here with you. And Spirit is reminding you, keep going, stay strong, play it smarter. And this is part of what it means to exist in the 3D, where the energies can be very dense, intense, fear-based, power plays, control. There's a lot going on in the 3D that spiritually I'm hearing you're meant to stay out of. And that's part of this restraint of like, don't go in to energies that really don't serve you. Don't go into dynamics that you've already been in, you know, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Don't go back. Capricorn's about this going forward. And so that's where you could realize, wow, I didn't see in myself how quickly I could be pulled back into a dynamic or pulled back into a karmic loop, pulled back into something that I've already come to understand at a higher level of consciousness. Oh, but there I go, getting pulled back into something. So this is, again, it's taking that pause and going slow, which is also a very important Capricorn keyword, go slow. It's not a risk taker energy. It's not that desire to push ahead and get going. It's looking at what is truly best for the long term and where is my energy going to be the most effective for me. So this is important as Jupiter transits Capricorn, because you are meant to learn from where you've been in order to help you identify and choose the new goals, the new ambitions, the next thing that you want to experience. There's a forward moving energy here, and it's helping you get out of any past energies, past obligations, past commitments, any of that. Now, we have such strong Capricorn energies that there's many layers to the Capricorn cake, so to speak. We've had the South Node in Capricorn that has been relieving us of our obligations, roles, titles, what is no longer us, what is no longer true, what is no longer the direction to follow. It's helping you look at what those commitments were, what they've been, and what you no longer need to stay obligated to. And then, of course, we have the ruler of Capricorn, Saturn, in his home sign of Capricorn. And that's really giving us a fortitude and perseverance in this area of your chart. Wherever transiting Saturn is, you are really having to make some choices. You have to say no. You have to let something go. You have to be very clear about what this means and, you know, read the fine lines and understand what you're saying yes to. This is a very serious energy as well. And then, of course, we have Pluto in Capricorn, which is the soul's evolution, the bigger powers, the bigger cycles that are beyond us at a human level, but are working with us to evolve and to grow and to show what is done, what is complete, what energies must die so that they can be transformed into something higher and greater. So these very strong Capricorn energies are asking you to really take a look at what needs to be renovated in your life. And so wherever these Capricorn planets are showing up in your natal chart is where you are experiencing a major life renovation, similar to a house being remodeled or a house being demolished and then adding on to its footprint or redoing four bedrooms or four rooms in the house or just a complete overhaul. That is the energy here. It's that renovation, demolition, and then the rebuilding of what you need now, of what you need going forward. And this is significant for everyone on the planet, but especially if you have any planets or points in 22, 23, or 24 degrees of Capricorn, or 22, 23, 24 degrees of the cardinal signs, being Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. These are the planets or points that are going to feel these changes the most. However, you'll also feel them if you have any planets or points at 22, 23, or 24 degrees of the Earth signs, Taurus and Virgo, as well as 22, 23, 24 degrees of the water signs of Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. So this energy could be working with you if you have planets or points at those degrees. Now, there's some more things here that are really significant about this Jupiter in Capricorn transit. And what happens is that it's creating what's known as a synod, where there is a conjunction with two outer planets. So a synodic cycle is when the planets are in a conjunction together, more specifically the outer planets. Jupiter is going to be conjunct Pluto three times in 2020. Jupiter conjunct Pluto is a part of the synodic cycle, and it's similar to, say, a new moon, where the energy is an initiation, a beginning point. And this is happening at 22, 23, and 24 degrees of Capricorn. So again, bringing in that heavy emphasis to this part of your chart, a new synodic cycle is beginning that makes it a more impactful transit than normal. And this is a cycle that happens every 12 years because it syncs up with the Jupiter cycle, and when Jupiter will be conjunct the same planet that Pluto is in. The last time we had this synodic cycle was in 2007, December 2007, when Jupiter and Pluto were conjunct at 27 and 28 degrees of Sagittarius. And I mentioned this in other podcasts before. So back in 2007, the synodic cycle began in the late degrees of Sagittarius, conjunct the galactic center. And then Jupiter moved in to Capricorn. And now, 12 years later, Jupiter is coming around to meet up with Pluto again and is basically saying, so, what's new? What's transformed? What's been demolished? What's been restructured and built up since the last time we met? What have you learned? How have you grown? Who are you now that you have become through the big energies of the last 12 years? The synodic cycle has an impact, a heavy energy impact, because it's two outer planets in a conjunction, making it more rare and intensifying the energies. Now, we also have other synodic cycles happening in 2020. We will have Saturn conjunct Pluto in January 2020, which you've certainly heard about at this point. And that's typically a 33-year cycle. It can range to 37 years, I believe, but that's the amount of time it takes for Saturn and Pluto to be conjunct. And then we also have in 2020 a Jupiter and Saturn synodic cycle, where Jupiter and Saturn are conjunct December 2020 at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So in 2020, we have numerous synodic cycles happening that are rare, and they're all happening together. And I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The astrology of 2020 is just so intense and crazy. That's why I had to do that soul growth webinar for you, so that you have a heads up of what's happening in your chart and you understand what areas of your life are going through these big renovations. So just to quickly review, we have the synodic cycle of Jupiter and Pluto that happens every 12 years. We have the synodic cycle between Saturn and Pluto, which happens every 33 to 37 years. And then we have the synodic cycle between Jupiter and Saturn. So we have three big sync ups happening throughout 2020. And it's really showing you more of how you want to live your life. What is necessary for you? What is essential? What is activating for you at a soul level? And it's that soul mission work, that soul work here, that agreement to be here on the planet during these big significant changes, and what you're going to contribute, what you're going to offer, how you're going to participate and be a part of this collective energy renovation. So it's certainly a big deal. And the Jupiter energy brings in our sense of purpose, brings in a sense of belief in ourselves that you can handle this. And it can be very strengthening. So know that there's something here at a soul level that you're ready for, and you've probably been feeling it. One of the visuals I've been receiving about the energies of 2020 is that imagine a boulder on the top of a mountain. And throughout 2019, that boulder has been rocking back and forth and back and forth and gaining momentum. And then in 2020, that boulder starts to go down the mountain and it gathers speed and momentum as it goes down the mountain. And that's how I'm energetically seeing 2020. Like, that's one visual that's been coming through, is that we've been rocking and rolling with some energy, some momentum, some truths. And then the snowball effect will happen and unfold as even more comes out, more is revealed. And that boulder going down the mountain is going to demolish some things. And it's going to wipe out some structures, institutions, Capricorn energies, the business, maybe branches of government, perhaps some things that have been long-standing. And it's similar to a bowling ball going down the alley, and it's going to hit a strike and take out many pins. It's that kind of energy that is bigger than any one of us. And it's meant to happen. It's meant to be a sense of, okay, we've had this energy on the planet. We've had these experiences. We've had a lot that's been hidden, the corruption, the betrayals, the deceit, the deception, and no more. And so now there's the boulder or the bowling ball coming to clear out what is no longer beneficial to humanity, and where we want to rebuild and go next. And so I hope that this Jupiter and Capricorn energy gives you strength in the long-term perspective. That even when it's hard or difficult, when there are big world events, when there are significant changes affecting the globe, you can go to the higher perspective. You can go to those places of, well, it's a bigger turnover of energies. There's things that have outlived their purpose. Here comes the karma. Here comes the consequences. All of this is part of universal order, the laws of the universe. And it's a boomerang effect as well. I felt that there are many layers of these energies related to Atlantis, related to what was unresolved with Atlantean energies. And as I say this, I'm getting the image of a crystal because Capricorn is where the energies have been crystallized into physical form. And so there are energies that need to be split and completed. And there are many things about the Atlantis energy imprint that were incomplete, where the experiment of Atlantis went so far and then literally drowned, was flooded. And now there is a great balancing of the energies so that people can heal from the trauma of Atlantis. And I'm just seeing like so many of these like soul wound energies that went really deep around the belief in humanity, the belief in being human, what was necessary, what was excessive. Healing Atlantean energies is a big part of this demolition. And it feels very strong that that's what's playing out here as well. You know, the same characters are here, are back, and they are acting out their roles and their parts so that we can heal this story. It can have a different ending, a higher consciousness ending, or at least a higher consciousness direction. And it feels very strong that whatever has been coming up for you could pertain to some Atlantis energies that were unresolved within you at a soul level. And your Capricorn and Aquarius energies of your chart are giving you clues and insights into what you are healing and restructuring within yourself at a cellular DNA level. And so I see the cells of the body being reprogrammed, and then I'm also being drawn to the brain. And I know I've mentioned this before, like the deeper levels of the brain's matter. And someone had asked, is it the reptilian brain? And it does not feel like the reptilian brain, although that could be a component of it for some people. I feel it as a dormant area of the brain that contains a very deep knowingness of your mastery, your power, your self-respect, the soul's intentions in the brain. And it's not the vagus nerve, it's not the pineal gland. That's why I don't have a name for it. This is just what I'm feeling energetically. But it's been hidden, and it's been in our unconscious or our subconscious where we've had fears and we've had deep pains and deep healing. And by the way, this may or may not relate to Atlantis energies for you, but I'm feeling it as a deeper soul imprint of why you chose to be here. It's to heal something within yourself that like got locked in to your energy field that doesn't truly resonate with your soul. And so you say, well, I'm going right back there and I'm going to fix this and I'm going to make this better and I'm going to get some new experiences, some new understandings. I'm going to learn, I'm going to heal, and I'm going to do it from a place of mastery. So as much as we talk about how big these Capricorn energies are, you rise through these experiences and you become stronger. You become a more powerful vessel in human form. And that's what the Capricorn energies want you to do with responsible energy management and holding yourself accountable, holding yourself to a higher standard. And looking at where you are ready to recognize yourself across multiple lifetimes, multiple energies, multiple timelines. Start there. And now I'm being directed back to that visual of the energy container, that sphere, where you are safe in your mastery. You're safe to be here. You are powerful by being here. And I hope that this Jupiter in Capricorn transit from December 2019 into December 2020 reconnects you with those deeper places of mastery within you that we all hold, that we all possess. Now I'm seeing it in the spine because Capricorn rules the bones, the spines, the structures of the body. You could have a new relationship with your body, with your physical self. And it could be that you really feel stronger in who you are. And I truly hope that that is what this next Jupiter and Capricorn transit brings about. It is quite powerful, and it's meant to show us what we are complete with so that we can honor the renovations, honor the makeover, and know that in the long term, this can most certainly play out for your benefit. And I think that's a very good thing to know in our psyches, that if you take the long-term perspective, good things can transpire and good things can come about, especially when you hold yourself to that higher place of self-mastery, self-love, and self-acceptance. So thank you for joining me, and I will continue to talk about the Jupiter in Capricorn energies over the next year. We'll be doing that in the weekly Wednesday podcast. And in the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful day ahead and that you feel supported as we go into this very powerful decade. If you would like to learn more about astrology or your astrology chart, you can find out more about my classes and teachings below this podcast. And also you can find out more at mollymccord.online or consciouscoolchic.com. That's my website since 2011. And I am always grateful to connect with you through this podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon for our next show. Bye-bye.